Chapter 17. Rosmarin. It was an amazing sight, one that I had hoped to see since we left Constanta, but I really wasn't prepared for how magnificent the walls of Nahuatl were. While Constanta boasted giant stone walls colored in beautiful grays, a massive tan wall with gorgeous tiled murals painted on the outside surrounded the Southern Kingdom. As we approached the wall under the pale light of the moon, the images became more visible, and they reminded me of the giant illustrated doors that led into my art gallery back home. I had them constructed to tell the long history of Constanta, and I assumed the various pictures on the wall stretching out before me told the story of Nahuatl. Colorful paintings of werewolves and jaguar shapeshifters fought off zombies under a tiled yellow sun. If I had the time, and if the land wasn't being threatened by an army of the undead, I would have loved to walk along the structure to witness the story that this mural told. But we didn't have that luxury. A massive red gate stood before us with two guard towers on either side. Each tower rose up into the dark sky with several flaming torches burning brightly atop the peaks. As we approached, I saw some heads peek out of the buildings, and then there was a flurry of figures and torches running back and forth on the wall. We kept approaching until someone called out, "Halt!" A dark form appeared between the two guard towers. All I could see of the figure was the glint of armor in the moonlight and the orange flame of the torch he held up.
"Who stands before the gates of Nahuatl?"
Another figure appeared and weighed in.
"Smells like vampires to me."
There was a renewed commotion atop the wall as the guards realized vampires stood at their gates. Tensions between werewolves and vampires had always existed, but I was proud to have formed a kingdom where we put aside those differences. The main tensions we had were between humans and supernatural beings, and thanks to Kristoff, those were quickly being forgotten. But, apparently, in Nahuatl, the centuries-old feud between werewolves and vampires still carried on. I rode my horse forward, standing between my friends and the great wall. I called up to the guards, letting my voice fill with all the force I could muster.
"Yes, two vampires stand before you, along with a gargoyle, a fairy, a sorceress, and a human known as the Lightbearer. Your queen has summoned us here, and I imagine Sophia would not be too happy to find that you waylaid her guests due to petty racial squabbles."
I could see the two dark forms on the wall, leaning in towards one another, probably deciding what to do about my counsel in me, and then they turned back towards us.
"Are you Queen Rosmarin of Constanta?"
one shouted down.
"Yes, and we have traveled a long way to get here,"
I answered. I tried to allow just enough annoyance to seep through my voice, but I still wanted to retain my measured royal air.
"Open the gates!"
a voice yelled out, and the large red doors began to swing open towards us. I led my council through the gates, under the great wall, a sense of relief filling me as we finally had reached our destination. I knew that at least for this night we would sleep soundly in a safe kingdom. But what sort of horrors would Sophia tell us about? The groan of the gates swinging closed echoed behind us, and a guard appeared with a torch in hand. He bowed.
"Forgive me, Queen Rosmarin. If I had known it was you, I would not have been so rude."
The guard was a giant black jaguar, a Nagual, as they were known in these parts. His fur was jet black, but two gleaming yellow eyes stared at me under his silver helmet. Like most were creatures, Nagual could elect to be in human or animal form, but from the guards that I saw upon the walls or milling about the land, it seemed most of them preferred their jaguar form. "It's all right," I said to assuage his worries. "We understand the need to be cautious." Although the prejudice against vampires angered me, I knew now was not the time to fight it. Maybe my presence and cooperation with Queen Sophia would be enough to change some perspectives, like a small stone that turns into an avalanche.
You are too kind, Your Highness.
The guard continued with another bow.
My name is Lynx. Please let me escort you to the castle.
The jaguar turned on his heel and led us along a red terracotta path. I knew of the Nagwals, but had never met one before, and I marveled at how graceful his movements were. He was slimmer and shorter than most werewolves and had a delicate air to him. But I imagine these jaguars were ferocious warriors who sprung into battle with all claws and fangs, just like their werewolf counterparts. I figured I would see them in action soon enough. The journey to the castle took another long hour as we steadily climbed uphill. Beautiful trees and cacti dotted the land, and soon we entered into a sprawling city. Some of the buildings from before the outbreak still stood, soaring into the sky with mirrored surfaces. But they had rebuilt most of the city from the rubble, much like the west and east villages of Constanta. Like the wall, colorful murals covered many of the buildings, bathed in oranges and yellows and reds. The bright decor made this city feel lively, even while most of the residents slept. I looked forward to the next day when I would be able to see all these dancing designs in daylight. The thought of stopping at an inn crossed my mind as I watched my tired friends yawn and try not to doze off, but I decided it would be best to make it to the castle, since we were so close. I had no idea if Sophia would want to speak with me once we arrived, or if the werewolf queen valued her beauty sleep. But either way, I was prepared and simply wanted to get this part of the journey over with. Eventually, as we wound our way through the city streets, we spotted a great building on a hill in the distance. The castle looked spectacular, like an elegant mansion bathed in the silvery light of the moon that sank toward the horizon. As we neared the castle grounds, we began our ascent of the hill. Beautiful gardens opened up on either side of the road, and many of them had serene statues and fountains. I loved the grounds of Castle Constanta, but I had to admit, Sophia certainly had style. We wound our way up through the trees and gardens and finally reached the castle entryway. We dismounted our horses and helped Erwin out of the carriage. Onyx propped up the weak fairy, eventually scooping her up to carry her. The castle truly was spectacular, with its tan marbled stone and rows upon rows of large ornate windows. As we climbed the stone steps flanked by glamorous pillars, two servants swung the giant castle doors open, beckoning us into the warm light. I thought the outside of the castle was lavish, but the interior looked like my art gallery only spread all throughout the castle. Renaissance-style paintings covered the ceilings, and luxurious red wallpaper ran across the walls. Gold trim lined the halls, and a red carpet rolled out along the pink marble floors. A couple of jaguar servants came and took Erwin from Onyx.
"We'll take her straight to the infirmary,"
one of them informed us.
"The rest of you, follow me,"
Lynx uttered, removing his helmet from his feline head. Tired from the long journey, and disoriented from the dazzling decor of the castle, I almost stumbled down the hall. Kristoff steadied with a firm grasp, and I smiled at him and noticed the sheer exhaustion in his own face. "We made it, my love," I whispered to him. He smiled back and wrapped his hand in mine. Lynx led us to the decadent throne room, with gold draped over everything from around the ceilings to down the pillars and along the picture frames. Before us sat Sophia, werewolf queen. Her throne, of course, was the brightest of golds, and the back was carved to look like a golden rising sun, so Sophia appeared like a goddess. She wore a gold sparkling crown on her head of long brown hair. Her tan skin glistened, and she wore a long red dress that accentuated her curvy yet slim figure. She stood up from her throne as we approached, and she descended the stairs of the dais and surprised us all by wrapping me in a tight hug.
"My dear Rosmarin, I cannot tell you how grateful I am that you're here."
She pulled away and wiped a tear from the corner of her caramel brown eyes. Her friendly actions caught me off guard, so I stammered, Of course we came.
That's what friends do.
Rachel spat, pure venom in her tone. I shot Rachel a glance, but she returned it with a cold stare that told me she wouldn't so easily forgive the werewolf queen. As much as I understood her anger, I wanted to leave the past in the past and forge a new and better alliance with our neighbors to the south. Sophia seemed to ignore the wrath in Rachel's voice and walked up a couple of the dais's steps, so we had to look up at her.
I know you must be very tired, but I just wanted to be the first to welcome you to our great kingdom of Nahuatl. I can't tell you how grateful we all are that you came.
She turned to the Nagual guard standing to the side of the hall.
Lynx, please show them to their rooms.
Lynx bowed to his queen and then beckoned for us to follow him. Sophia shouted a heartfelt goodbye as we filed out of the hall. Lynx led us up marble stairs with the same velvet red carpet splayed across the stone. The next floor was just as decorated, with many portraits lining the walls. Most of the pictures were of werewolves or Nagwals. We ascended another flight of stairs, and then Lynx pointed to a door.
Here is the first room.
Rachel gave us a curt wave as she claimed it by opening the door and darting inside. I made a mental note to check up frequently to see how she was faring. Even though she voted not to come, she still traveled the thousands of miles with me, and I knew it was because she trusted my judgment and was loyal to the council. I couldn't have asked for a better friend than her. Lynx continued down the hallway, pointing at each subsequent door designated for our group. Kristoff and I took the next room and said our goodnights to Sahar and Onyx with hugs. Kristoff opened the gilded, reddish-brown door, and as I entered, I'm sure my mouth dropped open in surprise at just how decorated the room was. Gold sparkled in every crevice of the room. Gaudy pictures lined the walls, depicting more images of what I assume to be powerful werewolves and nagwals in royal clothes. Cream-colored pillars towered up and connected with a painted ceiling that had an image of a dreamy-looking angel.
Talk about luxurious,
Kristoff complimented. He wandered around the room, inspecting all the pictures and decorations.
Why can't Constanta look like this?
I guess I'm just gaudy, I chuckled.
And dark.
Kristoff grinned. A knock on the door interrupted us, and a human with black hair and wearing a red and gold outfit stood outside when I opened it. He had our luggage at his feet, and after he helped us carry it all in, he left with a smile and a bow. I noticed his gleaming yellow eyes.
So they do have humans here,
Chris commented. He hadn't noticed the servant's eyes. No, they don't, I countered, and when he looked at me in surprise, I grinned. That was a Nagual in human form. You need to check the eyes, my king.
I see. You've been checking them out closely, eh? They're kind of pretty, I agree. All that black fur.
Kristoff laughed as I shot him a look.
But not as pretty as you, my queen.
We changed into our night clothes after washing that long journey off of us, and we crawled into the plush bed. Kristoff wrapped me up in his warm embrace like he had so many times. I felt his heat radiating off his body, transferring to me and warming me to my very core. We had made it to our destination, with only minimal injuries, and Sahar had assured us Erwin would recover well in the hands of the witch doctor. I knew that this was really only the beginning of our task. Tomorrow, probably bright and early, Sophia would explain the horrors that plagued them, and my council and I would have to fight off terrible creatures for her. I tried not to think about that, just for this one night. Tonight, I would sleep in a safe bed, wrapped in the arms of my lover.